Top. So Rabbi Yitzchak went to Moscow with his family. It was at Tafresh Tzadik Chet, 1938. He fled to Russia, to Moscow. He lived there in the suburbs of Russia, of Moscow, until 1941. First, Rabbi Yitzchak came, then his wife, and then the rest of the family came. His son went to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Levi Yitzchak Bendel, this Jew, was there too. Of course, also there, it wasn't so calm, but it was better than Uman. Right? Also there, it wasn't easy to be a Jew, but it was easier to keep the Torah mitzvahs in a big city. A better place to hide. Also there in the big city of Rav Yitzchak did not rest, he did not sleep, he continued serving Hashem Yitzvah out of Mesilas Nefesh, under the nose, right under the supervision of the communists, continued teaching Torah to everyone. They weren't around for him, but he didn't care, he was doing what he's doing. Right? The more he felt that they're fighting against Judaism, the more he felt they had to fight it. From the other side to strengthen. People who knew him at that time, they defined him as a man that is all Mesilas Nefesh, complete devotion. Completely devoted to Hashem and the Torah. Because of his holy actions, of course, his life and the life of his family, like everyone else who was serving Hashem like that, where it was a life of stress.
Danger.
And fear all the time.
A knock at the door at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Now, in a quiet little town near Moscow, which is called Bialopust, which literally means white sand, about 70 kilometers away from the capital, that's where they lived. Levi Yitzchak, we have to say, was one of the... He was a wanted... He was a criminal, wanted. And when Levi Yitzchak wanted to rent an apartment by this guy, he said, "What's your name?" "Bendel." "Bendel? No, we don't rent apartments to benders." So he changed his name, he used a different name. Because they know Bendel was a bad name. It's a criminal there. His name was famous. The guy knew about him, so he written on the paper that the guy Bendel. What did they work at? They used to make things for the hair. Things to hold the hair for women, for girls.
Clips.
Yeah, clips for the hair. The daughter used to work in the factory. And Levi Yitzchak used to go once a week to the big city to bring the merchandise over there. Of course, you worked for the Great Russia. They paid you, not by money, of course. They gave you a certificate. Now you can get bread and a couple of eggs. And they say that if in Russia, if you did not steal, you were dead. You weren't able to live with what they gave you, especially during the time of the war.
This was right before the war under Stalin.